Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Track O'Brien. And this week we're looking at the Community Wetlands Forum. This group was formed to support the protection, management and wise use of Ireland's wetlands for sustainable communities, and I recently met up with their development officer, Micheál Callaghan, to find out a bit more.
Yeah, so in the Community Wetlands Forum, you have community groups all over the country that are undertaking projects to promote and protect wetlands, and most of them are around peatlands or bogs.
Yeah.
So some of those groups would be restoring peatlands, others would be developing walkways and boardwalks over the peatlands, and others then would be doing a lot of community outreach and education and citizen science work, because peatlands are really important from a climate point of view,
yep,
biodiversity point of view, and then, you know, for a well-being and cultural point of view as well.
So it gives these groups an opportunity to come together and learn from each other and be part of a kind of an umbrella group. That's the...
Exactly. So you have all these groups are, you know, in different parts of the country working on individual projects, but the forum is a chance, as you say, for them to come together, share their knowledge, share, I suppose, lessons learned, ideas, support each other. And then, you know, I suppose, in the forum, then my job then is to coordinate that, you know, to provide relevant training, courses, opportunities, networking opportunities as well, because like, we're a member-led organisation, so ultimately, you know, I and we respond to the needs of our members. So,
So there is an element of partnering as well as the social aspect, the partnering that helps, especially with new groups coming in. What kind of projects do you deal with? What kind of ones, and specifically what kind of ones would you be?
Yeah, so some member groups themselves have developed and led peatland restoration projects. So I suppose in kind of very simple terms, that would be about raising the water table on the bog. So that would be blocking drains on the peatland to keep the water basically on the bog, because a healthy bog is a wet bog, basically. And when a bog is wet, it can suck up, I suppose, more carbon from the atmosphere, basically, than a dry bog, which tends to release carbon into the atmosphere. It's also better for biodiversity, for certain bird species, provides a whole host of benefits.
So, like, when I'd be going around, I've young children, we'd bring them for walks, and you come down to some walks we've come across, especially on bog land, with boardwalks and all this kind of crack. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's connected with the kind of work that you're doing?
Yeah, exactly. So quite a few of the members of the Community Wetlands Forum have developed boardwalks, or some of them have, used existing bog roads, upgraded existing bog roads, and created them into really good, walking trails and resources for the community. So people can come, they can get out for a bit of fresh air, get a bit of peace and quiet.
People can go online, they'll find
communitywetlandsforum.ie,
and all the information will be on that website. Micheál, thanks very much for your time today.
No bother, thank you.
A quick look at their website will give you an idea of the wide range of projects that they're involved with and the countrywide geographical spread of their members. The Community Wetlands Forum is another fine example of a group making a big difference at grassroots level. It's time now for another domestic recycling dilemma. Can butterfoil be placed in the home recycling bin?
No. Wow, I don't know.
No.
Butterfoil, yes.
Yes.
Butterfoil, no.
Oh. No?
Yes.
No. Unless you clean it, maybe.
I don't recycle it, because I don't think you can. Unless it's cleaned, but there's always traces of butter.
Oh, no. Be using that for the cooking.
The butter wrappers made of foil and paper laminate are not recyclable or compostable, as it is near impossible to clean all the residue off them. But a good idea is to at least reuse them in the cooking process, as mentioned at the end there, in place of foil for your baked potatoes, for example. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Hours to Protect page on classichits.ie or on hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.